Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And let's talk to Captain Daryl Carpenter of RealScreamers.com. And Daryl, what kind of week was it down in Grand Isle? And what's going to happen this week with this front coming through? Looks like the weekend's going to kind of be a washout after this afternoon sometime.
Well, Don, if this week was a precursor of what spring's bringing, I think the forecast is looking mighty, mighty rosy. Some warm days, water warmed up a little bit, got up back up in the 60s. And we found some trout. I mean, there was people catching trout all around the island, mostly still up in the marsh, some of the lower bays. But, man, there was some pretty trout to be caught this time of the year. It looks like, you know, barring anything that Mother Nature throws at us that's real stupid here between now and March, looks like it's going to be a banner spring. So as long as we can keep, you know, I saw that we had an expectation of above average precipitation for the remainder of this springtime. As long as we can keep that under control to where it doesn't mess up the shrimp crop, I think we're easing into what's going to be another banner spring.
Yeah, they're calling it an El Nino winter, which means a lot of rain, which it's lived up to that. Daryl, those trout you caught, were they on the front, the beach, on the back, in the marshes, and what'd you use?
Oh, no, Don. The trout that were caught this week was all back in the marsh. Mm-hmm. But surprisingly so, there were some in the lower marsh. It wasn't that you had to make that run all the way up toward Lafitte and all. There were trout in the lower marsh in the Barataria Bay area. No big numbers. You're not putting limits in the boat just yet, but they were scattered everywhere. So I mean, it's looking up.
And how did you catch them? Were you fishing bottom, tight line, under a cork, and what was your bait, live or artificial?
Well, it wasn't me personally. We didn't have anything this week, but I can tell you the reports that I got was. By most of them, it was both a mix of artificial and some live shrimp. But most people said they didn't want to touch it on the bottom. Said that the trout had moved up higher and it was under corks, about 3 feet deep under a cork. And anything else, they just didn't want to move. Now, the ones that did catch redfish, they were, of course, shallower and under a cork, working the banks. They're, you know, I mean, everything's looking good, man. It looks like we've got fish moving in, and it's going to be early if it stays warm.
Well, we had some pretty days this week. You know, the water temperature's still a little cold, and the fish are not quite where they need to be. But you're right. Things could be looking up. We get a nice little early spring. I don't know what the groundhog and the nutria said yesterday. Did you hear about how many weeks of winter we got left?
I don't think the groundhog saw his shadow. I'm not sure about the neutral. I guess it depends on whether or not they waited for a cloud to pass over the sun when they jerked him out.
You know, I heard an interesting statistic yesterday, that being Groundhog's Day. The groundhog has been correct, and this goes back to many, many years of accumulating data, 39% of the time. Take a guess at what professional meteorologists, what their percentage is.
Probably 16.
37. Maybe we ought to put groundhogs on TV, huh? And nutria.
that would be about as entertaining as electing commissioners, man. That's a good idea.
Speaking of commissioners, you got to vote. Somebody wants to vote. They said put Daryl Carpenter in that seat. He'd represent our state resources the way it should be. And I bet you'd serve, wouldn't you, if you were asked?
Yeah, I would probably entertain it. I would refuse to serve under the puppet strings of what's taking place now. I mean, that's the problem with an appointed system. If I could get in there and actually do some good, or what I feel like is some good, but if I've got to check with a higher authority before I make any kind of a vote, nah, I would not compromise my morality that way.
Well, they are not supposed to be controlled and influenced. They're supposed to be acting on their own volition and, the best interest of the people they represent. But again, unelected bureaucrats, I'm not for that. I think an election is the way to do it, because then you can hold them and make them accountable. These guys are not accountable to anybody.
Don, we could split the state up north and south into zones, and whoever sent that text in about the PSC, must have been somebody I talked to, because we could split the state up into zones, just like the PSC is, representing different interests. You could make it a prerequisite for qualifying that whoever qualified to run must have held a hunting and fishing license for the last 5 years, so it's an interested party. You can't throw a shoe in there. Mm-hmm. And hey, I don't see a problem with making a run at it, because it sure ain't working the way it is now.
No. You think you can convince a legislator to introduce an amendment to do that?
From what I'm hearing in the legislature, even the Republicans ain't real happy right now. So it's a possibility somebody could make a run at it.
All righty. Well, we'll track it. Thank you, Darrell. Appreciate your report, too. And, hey, who knows? Maybe you're next commissioner. We'll see you next week.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Find him at realscreamers.com or 225-937-6288.